you're all very welcome here tonight, and thank you for coming out to this public meeting organized by the Catholic Worker Movement and the Pit Stop Ploughshares community. My name is Ian Atack. I'm the chairperson of AFRI. AFRI just completed another successful famine walk in Mayo, for those of you, some of you were there, I think, including Kathy Kelly, of course, is one of the walk leaders. What can I say except that it's a great honour, really, to be asked to share a platform with people like Caoimhe Butterly and Kathy Kelly, and, of course, the Pit Stop Ploughshares community themselves. Most of us perhaps participate in a few peace marches and sign a few petitions and so on, but these people really put their actions where their mouths are, I think. So I'm just going to say a few words to open up proceedings, and then I'll turn it over to Caoimhe and Kathy and, of course, the community themselves. I will say that the peace movement in Ireland was quite successful, I think, in mobilising public opinion against the war in Iraq. The achievement of 100,000 or more people on the streets of Dublin and elsewhere in Ireland in February, I think, is a testimony to that fact. But one of the more courageous and, of course, controversial actions was that by the Pit Stop Ploughshares community, their disarmament action against the US Navy warplane at the beginning of February. And I think it was controversial not just in the broader political community, shall we say, but even within the peace movement itself. They've kind of initiated almost a new form of protest and nonviolent direct action within the peace movement in Ireland. Now, I have to say that although it might have appeared this way at first, this was not, of course, an isolated instance of vandalism, but a very significant piece of nonviolent direct action. Combining civil disobedience with the symbolic acts of disarmament in the tradition of the ploughshares actions inspired by the biblical injunction to turn swords into ploughshares, which, of course, continues to inspire the ploughshares movement generally, and this group in particular. So there is a long tradition of ploughshares actions, beginning with the Berrigan brothers during the Vietnam War, of course, continuing in the 1980s in the anti-nuclear weapons protests, and then more recently in the 1990s around British exports of Hawk fighter jets to Indonesia. Can people still hear me in the back okay? Yeah. So there's a long tradition of this kind of ploughshares action, and this is perhaps just the latest example of that. Now, as examples of nonviolent direct action, these ploughshares initiatives are expressions of deeply held pacifist beliefs rather than merely self-interested instances of criminality, which, of course, is the way they're often portrayed or sometimes portrayed by the media and by politicians who may have their own vested interests. So in this case, this group, the Pit Stop Ploughshares group, was motivated by a profound moral conviction concerning the wrongness of the war against Iraq, rather than any self-interested purpose. Also, in common with other instances or examples of civil disobedience, the action of the community was public rather than covert or secretive. Even the most controversial aspect of their action, the damaging of the warplane, was done with a particular purpose as a symbolic gesture to publicize the issue of the war in Iraq and mobilize public debate, and they did succeed in doing this to a great extent. I think that the debate and awareness about the implications of the war, the moral dimension of the war against Iraq, moved up a few notches as a direct result of their action at the beginning of February. Now, in addition to the ploughshares, the tradition of plowshares action, of course, non-violent civil disobedience as an honourable tradition. Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King were both well-known proponents and exponents of civil disobedience, non-violent civil disobedience, and they employed it strategically throughout their political careers. Both Gandhi and King broke specific laws to highlight injustices and social ills, but were always willing to suffer the consequences of their actions, again, because the purpose of these actions is to publicize issues and to further moral debate about these issues, to appeal to the consciences of your opponents, but also to the consciences of the broader public. So these acts of civil disobedience that are public rather than secretive, that are non-violent in the sense that no person is harmed or injured, and which are motivated by profound moral conviction rather than self-interest, are part of a long tradition of legitimate dissent within democratic societies. So again, we have to get over this notion that somehow this is an act of criminal vandalism. It is a legitimate form of protest within democratic societies. As with any act of legitimate protest, one need not agree with the specific action to acknowledge that others may feel sufficiently strongly about a particular issue to engage in or embark in this course of action. Now, since February, of course, and the massive street protests in Dublin, and indeed the action by the Pit Stop Plowshares community at Shannon, events have moved on considerably. The US has completed its military invasion and occupation of Iraq, with devastating consequences for the civilian population in terms of the use of cluster bombs, the destruction of infrastructure, and the inability of the US and Britain to fulfill their obligations as occupying powers. And I suppose the final point that I want to make, and this is why I think that the action remains as relevant now as it did before the war, is that, or at least before the invasion and the occupation, is that the war against Iraq is not over. The war against Iraq will not be over as long as its people continue to suffer the consequences of this occupation and invasion, this use of military force in the form of disease, in the form of food insecurity and malnutrition, in the form of the risk of losing limbs or lives because of the weapons of destruction left behind by their conquerors. So I think as the case of the Pit Stop Plowshares community proceeds through the Irish court system, this will continue to provide us with an opportunity to mobilise against the continuing consequences of the war against the Iraqi people, and to remind ourselves that the true criminals are those who wage an illegal war, not those who try to oppose it. So I think it's important to keep this action in the context of the continuing war against the people of Iraq and also its possibility as a focal point for continued mobilization. So with that, I'd like to turn things over to Caoimhe Butterley, who's going to say a few words. Caoimhe, as they say, needs no introduction. She's spent years now, I suppose, as a peace worker and a human rights worker, a witness for social justice in Chiapas in Mexico, and then in the occupied territories, the West Bank, in the Middle East, and most recently in Iraq. So Caoimhe is going to say a few words for us now.